Please note that the views expressed by the speakers on this call may or may not represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday, 7 September 2017. It is 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is the Committee of Safety. Take it away, John.
Well, hello there, everybody. I'm having a little trouble with my internet, and I had everything queued up, and I lost my internet, so it's going to take me a moment to try to get back to where I was. There's a couple of things I want to talk about tonight. Ah, there we go. I'm going to start by reviewing a bunch of stuff, and we're going to vary, but everything is all about the fact that we're at war, and we were in the final battle, and it's showtime. This is very serious. So I'm going to go, that's going to be the overt theme with things that I cover tonight. Things are very, very, very serious. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to start out with what I had stated earlier about the Whitehead's view of the NLA. And you can find this post in the Committee of Safety tab on the NLA website. But I want to start out by reminding everybody how important the NLA is and how important every one of you on this call is and how very, very important committees of safety are right now. So this is the latest FBI Anon post. I reposted here for the benefit of National Liberty Alliance members working so hard against all odds to restore our republic. Stay the course and keep faith in the process. It has always been working. Last year, twice, I was given ultra-high-level intel from the White Hat that our National Liberty Alliance efforts had the cabal elite shaking in their boots in their out-of-sight, smoke-filled back rooms. What we are doing matters a lot. The White Hats gave me these bones because they understand NLA members do not see the immediate results of our efforts. They know how blind we are to evaluating real progress from our perspective. They wanted the NLA members to know we are the most influential group going, that our efforts are the most feared by the cabal from the grassroots level. They wanted us to know how much we are helping White Hats do their job. And so today, this new post by FBI Anon comes out stating exactly the same thing. Our efforts do matter. They are succeeding. We are gaining ground. We are helping. We are making a huge difference. I felt this was important enough to repost, to refocus on what I have said many times before, to remind ourselves, us NLA members especially, that we can, are, and will continue to make a difference. A little validation now and again is good for all those working so hard to get her done. Below is the direct comments from the FBI and on post to validate my intel. So what's the upshot of all this? You're telling us to red pill people and not giving us anything to go off of. The stuff we know everyone already knows, but is too afraid to say. Give us something real, FBI Al-Anon.
Yeah.
Motivation to keep going, to keep doing what you're doing. It's working, and it's helping. Sure, there's a lot of banter, but that makes work productive. Because of your diverse origins and semi-anonymity, you become this chaotic nexus of intel and truth. Keep finding dirt on these people, spreading it through your alternative media sources, and we will follow lead. If there's enough credible evidence, we'll nab them. And again, that's a direct quote from FBI Anon. And those of you who are familiar, whoever that individual is, has released some incredible intel coming out of the inside of the FBI. We like this individual very well.
Emma, no.
All right. So that takes care of that. So now I want to talk about the review some information about the IRS status determination letter. I had spoken about that in reference to FOIAs. A quick review, according to the IRS, every municipal corporation, a.k.a. government, and I remind everybody, I hate the word government. I really don't expect anybody on this call to ever use the word government. Use the proper term, municipal corporation. It's a proper legal term, especially under the IRS. A municipal corporation must have a annual letter of status determination by the IRS in order to be a municipal corporation. And as you may recall, Rob Ryder had said that in the three instances that he had examined, he never found one. Not in any one of three counties that he looked at. Zero. Zip. Nada. Now, someone, and I don't recall who, shortly after I made this presentation, I don't recall if it was on Facebook or directly to me. I don't remember how they contacted me, but they sent me something that said to the effect that they were at some IRS meeting, and some IRS agent had said, no, municipal corporations are treated differently, and they're not required to have the status letter of determination. So I don't know where this person got this information, and I'm sure they meant well when they sent it to me. And I'm also going to say that there is absolutely no way I could discount the fact that you personally are in such an evil jurisdiction that they're not even going to play by those rules. That's always a possibility. Too bad for us. That's just the way it is. However, here's the good news. Richard Dale, who's down in Peoria, Illinois, decided to take the bull by the horns. And so he went to work with this concept of the IRS status letter of determination. Well, he didn't send the FOIA to the county asking for the letter. He upped his game. He went to the IRS directly. So he set up a meeting with the IRS, and he walked into the IRS, and he had a meeting with an IRS agent. And before he went in, I kind of schooled him specifically on the question of what I had just asked about. It's like, you know, is it true that a municipal corporation is treated unlike other tax-free entity corporations and that they don't have to have a status determination letter? I actually made sure Richard understood to ask that question. And he did. And the IRS agent said, ain't heard of nothing like that at all. That is not true in any way, shape, or form. So I bring that to your attention to illustrate the fact that Rob Ryder is right, and I am absolutely correct in sharing that information with you. That information is still incredibly valid. I guarantee you with absolute certainty you're not going to find that IRS status determination letter in your county municipal corporation. Now, while I had Richard on the phone, I speed read, so I typed in Peoria County. Well, there were 600, oh, I should mention that he gave me a IRS website that allows you to check the status of any corporation, municipal or otherwise, that is tax exempt, that must have this IRS status determination letter. So I hit Peoria County, and 610 hits came up, and I went through all 610 for them, and not once did the county of Peoria, Peoria County, or any derivation thereof appear. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. So then I typed in Lake County, Illinois, where I have some business. It didn't show up. And then I typed in Cook County, Illinois, and it didn't show up. I'm happy. That's three. Peoria, Lake, Cook County ain't there. I'm safe in telling you what I told, repeating what I told you earlier. You're not going to find this IRS determination letter, status determination letter, in your county. Go get them. Tear them up. You got this incredible, powerful tool to go and attack them. So that's a tool that your committees of safety have, and that is something that I encourage everybody. And again, I remind you, even if you don't have a committee of safety, you're that lonely guy in South Dakota, 200 miles from your neighbor, you can still do this. Now, you know this is true. I don't have the website posted on the COS page. I'll get around to that at some point. I've been on the road for a couple of days, and I'll get into that in a little bit, and I just got back in. But you can search this IRS web link to determine if your county is already there. And then when you FOIA them and they give you some song and dance about all the stuff that we had talked about, the EIN, the W-9, and in particular these status letter of determination and the Form 990, which is the form all municipal corporations must fill out to ask for the status determination letter. And then you get that email from them with the FOIA response that says, "Hey, you're crazy. We don't know what you're talking about. We don't have one. We don't need whatever they're lying about. You got them nailed." So I am incredibly excited by that information that Richard presented to us by his meeting with the IRS. And I can't tell you how tickled I am to have that tool to look up any municipal corporation to see if it has that tax status determination letter. So I'm just all a Twitter about that. I love it. That is just so freaking awesome. So I've talked about how important the COSs are, how important the NLA is, and a tool on how to go get them. Now we're going to shift into war mode because that's what this call is really about. I'm going to review to you what I had stated earlier about what the plan is. I mentioned to you that the August 23rd to September 23rd time frame, in my view, according to my intelligence, is when all of this is going to be determined, whether we win or lose, and put the cabal down. And I will beat my own drum a little bit, and I will tell you that I'm running about 90-10. That is 90% of everything I've put out in writing over the last 6 years has been spot on. And I'll just assume 10% was not. I make mistakes. I get bad intel. I go down the wrong path. I'm human. So I think my numbers are actually higher, but I'll be conservative and just call myself 90-10. So the point of all of that is what I'm telling you is the best knowledge that I have with my abilities and sources at present. So without further ado, I mentioned that what the cabal is trying to do right now is take down the United States economy. And I mean boom, smack, panic, banks crashed, your ATM credit and debit cards are no good, you ain't got no cash, you can't get to the bank, and everything just grinds to a halt, and the government shuts down, and they try a coup. That's what I'm talking about. That's their plan. That's exactly what they intend to do. That's what they want. That's what they are working for. There is no discussion about this. This is absolutely rock solid. This is what they're doing. They are using the Four Corners attack on the United States. And I will review to you that we are already 2 weeks into this process. Montana, Oregon, Washington, and California are on fire. They are burning. And they are burning because those fires were started. My partner on my team, Patty Broussard, has all the satellite photos with the colors in them that will show you the difference between the accelerant that was used and the fire itself. I repeat, Washington State, Oregon State, Montana State, and California are on fire. Then we had a 6-point, I forget, I might get this wrong, I think it was a 5.2 in Idaho, earthquake, where Idaho doesn't have earthquakes. That was absolutely done by technology. Now, you may be familiar with HARP. You may know about scalar waves and Tesla technology. That's how it's done. I'm not going to have a great discussion on the tech that's used. So that's what caused that earthquake. Now, we have Texas, the strongest state in the union, on its knees from the flooding of Harvey. We have radiation, which very few people know about, spewing out of Jacksonville, Florida, and has been for a long time. And now we've got three hurricanes in play. We've got Irma, which is, we're not at all sure exactly what their intent is on this. I don't think it went where they wanted it to go, but it looks like it's going to go, unless we are able to change the direction of the hurricane. I'm going to talk about that at the end of this presentation. Right now, as of tonight, right now, it's looking like going right up the spine of Florida. Well, that's a big problem because the entire state of Florida is going to be out of power. There's a couple of nuclear power plants in Florida that are going to go critical. And then, of course, if you were following the Texas story, there's a lot of manufacturing in every state, including Florida, whose manufacturing processes require refrigeration. And when the power goes out, the refrigeration goes out, these chemicals go crazy, and then they have fires and chemical releases. So that's the deal. It's looking like at this very moment right now, without a change, that it's then going to move on to the Carolinas. So they're going to get hit. And with not too much difficulty in steering, they can roll Washington, D.C., and then they can do New York City, which is key, Wall Street flooded, knock out the economy, and then hit Boston. Now, I don't know how much of that, if any, is going to happen. I'm just saying it's on the table and it's in play. And that's fact. Number two, we've got Jose, which is a couple of days behind Irma, and it's already a big hurricane, and it's tracking right up Irma's butt. So we don't know what's going on with that one yet, but it looks like a landfall in the U.S. somewhere. And yesterday night, down in the lonely southeast corner, or southwest corner, excuse me, of the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Keisha was born. And the last time I looked, it was at least 75 miles an hour. And that's projected to track towards the panhandle of Florida as of right now. And then, of course, there's some combination of questions as to whether Keisha will hook up with Irma and do something along those lines. And then, of course, if they hang around for a while and sit like they did on Texas with Harvey, then Jose can catch up. So now you understand what's in play. We are at war. We are in the final battle. This is it. This is showtime. And it is raging in your face. And I take the time to explain to you that these are not natural events. This is a plan being executed with technology as a direct attack against the United States and its people. And this is the final battle. And we all knew that the end had to come sometime, that the final battle had to come sometime. And all there are certain schools of thought which, for example, the current ex and retired military have been running around doing their bug-out bags, running around in the bush, and they're going to fight, you know, firefights with little groups of people. They absolutely have no clue what was coming on this final battle. And now this final battle is underway, and I just told you how it's forming up. We also, on top of everything else, during this full moon, which is significant to the occult, which is significant to the way the dark side plays their games and why they do things when they do them, we've had a series, we've had one coronal mass ejection of significant size. We've had two solar flares, and I guess a couple of more expected, and they were X-class. One was an X-class 9, I believe, and these are huge. This is very significant. I will tell you that in 1865, the last big coronal mass ejection that hit the United States fried every telegraph wire in the United States. Now, back in 1865, we didn't have radio and TV and internet and all this electrical, electronic communications. But what did exist at that time was a telegraph line, and it fried everything in the country. And that was basically a strong CME, not a big one. And I don't recall at the moment CME that's on its way has that effect, but the X9 solar flare is big. Point of all of this, I can't tell you what's going to happen. What I can tell you is that there are very significant threats to communications. And to those of you who are fixated on things like EMPs, which ain't going to happen, that is the same effect. It has the same effect as an EMP. It's a pulse. And in a worst case scenario, everything goes down. The grid, your car won't start, your computers, your radios, anything with an electrical or electronic component fries. So I don't see that the coronal mass ejection or the X9 flare or the expected flares over the next 24 to 36 hours will have that effect. But I think it would be ludicrous not to assume there's going to be some kind of disruption to communications. I think that's a fair assessment. And the point I'm trying to make here is if you got a Faraday cage, put your electronics or at least your emergency radios in a Faraday cage. You don't understand what a Faraday cage is. Basically a piece, it's basically like a, you know, like a chicken wire cage that's around that eliminates the pulse of the electromagnetic energy. You can look that up. There's a thousand different ways to build a Faraday cage. If you want to do something in an emergency, a microwave oven is an excellent Faraday cage as long as you cut the cord off, because the signal can go up the wire. So if you got nothing else at all, throw your emergency radios in the microwave with the cord cut. Another step up in cheap, effective, and quick, because I don't know the effects of what's going to happen, is to buy yourself a 30 or a 55-gallon aluminum garbage can with a lid. And as long as you make sure that the lid is sealed to the bottom, and you can do that with aluminum tape, you can do that with aluminum foil, as long as there's an electrical non-leaking connection between the top and the bottom, that in itself, if you're really pressed and you want some protection better than nothing, then you can just do that. If you have the opportunity, you can take a wire and attach it to the base of the garbage can and run that wire outside to a grounding rod, and now you got a pretty damn good Faraday cage. And so those are two things everybody can do immediately, without haste, as quick as possible, dirt cheap, for a quick Faraday cage. That is my advice on that. So those are all the things that's going on at the moment in this attack on the United States. Well, once the object, of course, is to crash the economy, close the banks, and then they'll do the wide open in-your-face coup. You know, a good portion of the CIA is still on the bad guy's side. You know, Trump's been fighting that tooth-fang and claw and doing a good job. I can't tell you where the FBI stands, although I'm told 70% of them are with it. I don't know where Homeland Security's people stand. I don't know where the Secret Service stands. I don't know where a lot of these alphabet agencies' employees stand. But the point is that there is a significant enough number of personnel within these agencies to take a stab at attempting this coup. And that's why you're hearing all this crap about a civil war. That's not the deal. The deal is this coup. The civil war crap is exactly that. It's crap to cover what's going on. So I wanted to put that in perspective, and now if my computer cooperates, I'm going to read you, now that I've set the stage, now that you understand what's going on, now that you've got a picture of what is in fact happening, I'm going to read you a couple of excerpts from the weekly report by Ben Fulford. I don't care what the sleeple think. Ben Fulford is one of the, I have communicated directly with Ben Fulford. I've been dealing with him for years. Ben belongs to what I refer to as the 70-30 club. 70% of what he puts out there is absolutely spot on, and 30% is wrong, and sometimes it's off the wall nuts. But Alex Jones is in that same deal. People don't get it. They don't understand that these guys are 70% correct, 30% wrong. And if you turn on CNN or MSNBC or Fox, you're dealing with 98% wrong. So you go from 98% wrong to 70% right. That's my point. I'm not going to clarify any further why I like Fulford. Anyway, this is from his weekly newsletter from this week. Chances of new financial system announcement and U.S. Civil War both skyrocketing. Evidence is mounting that both the new financial system and the Civil War in the U.S. are imminent. There is also a high probability the U.S. East Coast will be hit with a geoengineered hurricane so severe that people are being asked to evacuate 60 miles inland. Okay, take that with all a grain of salt. I'm just going to read this. and I'll comment on it later. CIA sources say, what seems to be happening is that the Khazarian mafia is unleashing weather weapons and making other mischief to try to present the announcement of a new gold-backed financial system. You better frickin' believe that. First, let us look at all gold-related news, some of it bizarre, that has suddenly poured out in recent days and all seems to be preparing us for the announcement of a gold-backed system. This started on August 21st. Anybody remember that date I quoted? When Steve Mnuchin became the first U.S. Treasury Secretary to visit the Fort Knox gold depository since 1948 and proceeded to tweet, "Glad gold is safe." What a lying sack of beans. Anyway, then, since his visit apparently failed to generate enough publicity, a fake scandal involving the visit to the fort, the solar eclipse, and pictures of his bikini-clad trophy wife appears to have been concocted. And I've seen those pictures of his bikini-clad wife. He's hot. It's worth a look. In all of this, Mnuchin failed to mention the fact the gold has not been counted since 1953, or how much gold is safe. But never mind, his wife makes for good distracting eye candy. Then, self-described U.S. intelligence community financial advisor Jim Rickards appeared on TV predicting the price of gold would rise to $5,000 or even $10,000 an ounce. I will tell you on a personal note, that is not even close to what it could peak at. That's an incredibly conservative number, by the way. Moving on. Also, the Rothschilds contacted the White Dragon Society last week to inform them that a large amount of off-ledger gold was being monetized and moved into the financial system. Now we're getting into the big stuff here. This was backed up with a series of gold-related events from around the world. The most important one was the announcement that China is starting oil futures trading denominated in gold-backed yuan, a clear shot at the Khazarian mafia's petrodollar system. I don't know how many of you out there understand how huge, how big, how important that is, that China is now doing a gold-backed yuan. That is mega-frickin' huge. Moving on, then Germany's Bundesbank announced that it completed its plan to repatriate half of its gold 3 years in advance. Some of you may recall, Germany asked the Federal Reserve for its gold, and they told them no. And that they're still trying to get it back. That's because there ain't any. Furthermore, Germany announced a forced evacuation of 60,000 people from around the area of the Bundesbank last week, just as 743 tons of gold was due to arrive there because of unexploded World War II bombs. Those of you who have been paying attention, you heard that story. The cover story was, we found an old World War II bomb, and we're evacuating 60,000 people because this is a big bomb and we don't want anybody hurt. The truth was they were moving 743 tons of gold. Anybody getting this yet? This is interesting because when Germany first asked for its gold back from France and the U.S., neither country had any gold to give them back. Around the same time, the Americans were caught shipping gold-plated tungsten to the Chinese. You didn't know about that either, did you? I did. Now, suddenly, the gold is being returned ahead of schedule as Mnuchin tweets about gold being safe. So where is all this gold suddenly coming from? This, again, is very big and key. Two reliable sources say that gold bunkers in Asia are being opened and the gold is being removed. White Dragon Society sources in Indonesia were told by Indonesian authorities that gold bunkers in Indonesia had indeed been opened and the gold was removed. I will digress for a moment and tell you, if you don't know what the hell we're talking about here, is that we've been squeezing the dark side cabal to break down the central banking system for the last 4 years. They're desperate. They're trying to save their ass. This is part of the attack on the U.S., and they're out of money. So they're trying to take the money out of these gold bunkers that you don't know about that are in South Korea and in Indonesia, and that's what he's talking about here. And this is very, very real. Furthermore, Freeport McMoRan announced that a deal has been reached with the Indonesian government to continue operation of the giant Grasberg mine there, with Indonesia getting 51% control. Sources in the Rothschild family say the mine is just a front being used to launder the historical gold into the financial system. The important point to note, though, is that the Asians now have majority control, and that's absolutely true. the McMoRan mine is being used as a front to launder this stolen gold. Neil Keenan, a person that I am in contact with on a regular basis, and I know personally, for his part, has reported that gold and cash bunkers in South Korea have also been broken into. He backed this up by posting videos of gold, as well as freshly minted U.S. dollars and Korean won being divvied up, and I will tell you personally that I have viewed those videos. All these gold-related announcements were combined with serious attacks on the current petrodollar system and strong indications the current U.S. financial system is about to implode. Ding, ding. Jacob Rothschild, for example, announced that his company, RIT Capital Partners, reduced its U.S. dollar investment exposure to 37% from 61% in the first six months of this year. This is frickin' Jacob Rothschild. This is the bad guy. And he's pulling his money out of U.S. dollars. Ding, ding, ding. Rothschild's reasons for getting out of U.S. assets were unprecedented share prices, blah, 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 lie, and a belief that the artificial propping up of markets by the World Bank and central banks was unsustainable. Well, that he's got right. Another high-level insider who's getting out of the U.S. stock market is investment guru Warren Buffett. Ever hear him? Who is now sitting on $100 billion in cash because he is finding it hard to find attractive deals. That ain't true at all. He's not going to invest in anything because he knows this crash is coming. Investors are also paying 20% more for U.S. treasuries that mature before the end of September, U.S. fiscal deadline, than they are for ones that mature after that date, yet another sign that people sense something is coming. Listen to what that just said. People are paying 20% more for U.S. treasuries that mature before the dates that I gave you, which is September 23rd. Technically for them, the fiscal is September 31st, but you get the idea. There was a chart on the Internet that appeared shortly after the private central bankers had their Jackson Hole summer meeting that showed about 40% of so-called world GDP, that's gross domestic product, was just fake central bank accounting magic. This chart has now been deleted from the Internet. Federal Reserve Board has announced it will be selling off the assets it has been buying to prop up markets. But with $4.5 trillion worth of stuff on its books, it is mathematically impossible for them to do this without imploding the economy. While this writer does not pretend to be a financial advisor, I can say that in my long career as a financial business geopolitical analyst, I have never before seen so many clear warning signs of a disruptive financial event on the horizon. Ding, 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 ding. Clearly, the controllers of the old system are not going out without a fight. That's the point of my call tonight. The once-in-a-thousand years, upgraded from once-in-a-500 years, Hurricane Harvey's, now you're learning how to speak alphabet agency, was definitely a weather warfare attack on the U.S. The magazine Charlie Hebdo, owned by the French branch of the Rothschild family, this is cool, seems to point the finger at its owner with a cover page implying that God flooded Houston, Texas as an attack on Nazis. So even Jacob Rothschild's own magazine is attacking him on this. Okay, so that gives you some idea of the financials involved. So the U.S. military is, in any case, taking action. Here is what a Pentagon source had to say. Hurricane Harvey, while tragic, allows the military to bring troops and equipment to stop states like California from seceding, defend the Republic's gold depository, defend borders from drug cartels, terrorists, human arms traffickers, stop the UN Agenda 21, which preys on weak states, deny Soros illegal aliens for his Antifa troops, strengthen the state's leadership against the Khazarian liberal LGBT abortion, pro-immigration, anti-Christian, anti-gun agenda. So if there's any good news out of what happened in Texas, that would be it. Our good guy, positive military, white hat, troop positions have now been made with all of that as a benefit. There's also a crackdown continuing on Washington, D.C., against Mossad assets like former Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Zionist Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the sources say. Thugs like the Antifa and fake KKK rioters hired by the Khazarians are also being rounded up now that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security have formally labeled them as domestic terrorists, they know. Google's Eric Schmidt, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos are now also under attack for their brazen efforts to manipulate public discourse and will have their companies nationalized and broken up, CIA sources say. The other person who is under serious attack now is top-ranking Satanist Benjamin Nuts Netanyahu, who faces jail in Israel for corruption, but really should be treated as a war criminal of the highest order. You have no idea how true that is. Netanyahu recently visited Russia uninvited. I couldn't believe that guy had the balls to do this, by the way. They made a series of threats to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Multiple sources agree. And I will tell you, you don't try to scare Russians. And this is why. Pentagon sources say Putin was not amused by Netanyahu's threats and lies, and here's the kicker, and sent two attack submarines into the Mediterranean to hunt Israeli subs, quote, to improve training and test new weapons and potentially to impose a naval blockade. Don't piss off Putin. The Khazarian control or influence rogue states of Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the Ukraine are being steadily quarantined while their criminal leadership is being removed. And North Korea, in closing here, for its part, is getting lots of money and weapons tech from the Khazarian, but is only interested in its own survival and is not about to start some suicidal nuclear attack on behalf of Khazarians with apocalyptic delusions. All right, now you got a handle on what the frick is really going on, not only here in our shores, but the Four Corners attack by the bad guys on our soil, but things that are developing across the planet that is all leading to this moment. We, the United States and its citizens, not the U.S. Inc., but we, the people of the Republic of the United States of America, true American nationals, we are the leaders of this charge to take back the planet. There are many countries that have been ready to go, are familiar with the plan, knew this was coming, and are unable to do anything. They're deer frozen in a headlight until we take the United States back. This is where we're at. This is what's going on. This is what's occurring in this time frame between August 21st and September 21st and on a 23rd, whatever. This is what we're fighting. This is real. So I again tell all of you that you need to be prepared. This is not a joke. This is not you have time to do this. You need to have this stuff done yesterday. You need enough food and water and meds and pet food and cash and junk silver and water and gold if you got it, and ammo and guns right frickin' now. You need it frickin' yesterday. I don't know how this is going to play out. These are all the pieces on the chessboard. That is my point in tonight's call. I want you to clearly understand factually what all the pieces are currently on the chessboard. And now you know. You've heard it from me. I am telling you everything I have read you is pretty much damn spot on. And this gets back to what I said about each and every one of us on this call when I did the community leaders brief. We are the leaders. We are the ones that know what's going on. And when these pieces are played on the chessboard, however it happens, whatever happens, people are going to suffer. This ain't over till it's over. These attacks are going to hurt Americans. And at some point in this time period, it's going to blow. We knew this. I'm telling you what the pieces are. So you got some idea in your own mind of seeing how it's going to blow and when. Because I don't know. I have no freaking clue. I just have an idea. But how these pieces get played out, who gets moved where, and when it happens, I don't know. So we all have to be alert for when it blows. But it's going to blow, and it's going to blow soon, days or weeks. And that's what I'm telling you. If I'm wrong, well, too bad for me. But everything I told you tonight, everything I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, indicates that that is, in fact, a reasonable estimate of when it's going to blow. So make sure your families are safe. Make sure you've got them protected. Make sure you're ready to go. Keep your gas tanks up at all times. Don't keep any frickin' money in the bank. I've told you that for years. And be ready to take command of, if nothing else, your block. Just your block on your little subdivision cul-de-sac, if that's what it is. Or to be able to take over your church group or your PTA or a county deal or your Eagles or your Alliance or your fishing club or your American Legion Hall. I don't give a flying patootie where you can do the most good, but be prepared to stand up, to step up, to take control, to let our fellow Americans know that we are in a pickle, but we have to get through this in order to get to the other side. And now I'm going to end this on a spiritual note. It's all about getting to the other side. You may recall at some point I had talked to you about the power of thought and intention, and that we've been lied to about it. I mentioned to you that even the American Medical Association, oh, good 15 years ago at least, admitted that their patients who are prayed for, who receive prayer, heal faster than those that don't. And it is that process, and I'm not going to get too technical about this, but it is that process. It's all about energy. It's all about frequency and vibration. And those prayers, those thoughts, those intentions, all are physical things. They emit a frequency and a vibration. They create energy. And it is that energy that I'm focusing on at this point in our conversation. Your positive thoughts, your positive intentions create energy. And I will tell you that there are efforts going on right now to move Hurricane Irma. And this ain't the first time we've moved hurricanes and we've made them smaller. We've done this before. We're going to continue to do this. And we use this energy. This is not hoodoo. This is not crap. This is how the world works. This is ancient knowledge that has been kept from us by secret societies and bloodline. They know this works. I know it works. The people that I'm working with know it works. And so now I ask you, specifically over the next couple of days, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is coming up in about 20 minutes, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after, to take a moment during that time period and close your eyes and calm your mind and send out your positive thoughts and intentions that the United States is going to get through this, that our citizens are going to be hurt the least, and that we are going to move this hurricane out into the Bermuda Triangle, where the Bermuda Triangle has a vortex and it's going to take care of it. It's not the first time we've done this. I don't care if you don't believe it. I don't care if you've never heard it. I don't care if you don't understand it. All I'm asking every one of you to do is at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. to put out some good thoughts, good intentions. If you want to call it prayer, that's absolutely fine because we're talking about the same thing here. Say a prayer at that time to send your energy to those efforts. Because if we don't turn this hurricane, if we can't turn this hurricane, if we can't make this thing smaller, it's going right up the gut of Florida. And that's a fact. And so I ask you for your cooperation and your prayers, because that is the most powerful tools you possess. And that is the biggest thing everybody can do on this call right now to save Florida, to save Americans, and to save the United States. And with that, I conclude.
Just a comment. And those meditations work best if they're done the same time period. Is that 9 o'clock Eastern, Central, Mountain, Western time? Has somebody set a standard for it?
9 o'clock Eastern.
Eastern. Okay, great. Thank you.
Now, you can call it a meditation if you like, and that's fine. But I shy away from that term because the Cabal has done a fine job with New Age and horse hockey and usurping meditations. And the Cabal can usurp group meditations. So that's why I hesitate to use that term. If that's what you're comfortable with, that's great. That's fine. You know, so but all I'm asking is just take some time at those specific time periods and think positive thoughts and positive intentions. If you want to call them prayers, you want to call them meditation, whatever you're comfortable with, that's your business. It's none of my business. But to concentrate, as the gentleman just said, it is very important that this be done collectively at exactly the same time. And that is 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern for the next day or two. So he's absolutely right. And thank you for pointing that out. And next. Questions, comments? Am I still on the line?
You are.
I think you've got everybody in shock.
Hello.
Good. Good. I don't want fear. Shock is okay. I like shock. Shock is really good. I don't want anybody to be afraid. This is something that we got to go through. There's nothing to be afraid about here. This ain't fear porn. This ain't about fear. Shock is good, though. A little dose of reality of what's going on. Shock is good. But don't be afraid. There's nothing to fear. We're winning this battle. What we're trying to do is save lives.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Crystal. How you doing?
Hey, Crystal. How you doing?
I've been sick there for a while, but as I said, I missed quite a few of the calls, and I said I made sure
We'll take two vacations and call me in the spring. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. You know, I said, with all this disaster and stuff like that, we got to keep everybody in prayer, you know, because it is an awful time.
Yes. Yes.
Did you hear of, was it Form Title 12?
I have no idea what you're referring to. Help me out here.
It's Title 12, 95A-2.
Nope.
And it's about, I guess when you, I think, because I guess I must have dozed off a little, about the IRS.
Nope. I don't know much about the IRS, and I don't care much about the IRS.
Okay.
And I think anybody that messes with statutes and codes in the IRS is missing the point, but that's just me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm totally ignorant of the IRS. And you might get a response from another of the listeners on the call, but you got the wrong guy. I don't know.
This is Captain?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. I have some things I got to send over. I filed some other paperwork and stuff like that, recorded it, pertaining to the bankruptcy and all that. And I asked, I got to get these papers over to you. I will probably be getting them over to John or Gerard probably next week. And yeah, you have to, or can I call you?
Yeah, you can call me. Good luck getting
okay.
a hold of me. I'm extremely busy these days. But we're going to move on, Crystal, because I want to stay focused on what we're talking about.
All righty.
Thank you. Hope you get better.
Okay, yeah.
John?
Yes?
Hi, this is Nikki. Do you have the link for that IRS link where you can search for the statutes of determination?
Yeah, I do.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Can you
And with the other thousand things, I don't have it handy at the moment, no. I will post it on a committee of safety forum when I get a chance. But right now,
I
just got back in town. Yeah, you can guarantee I'm going to post the crap out of that. That is the coolest tool I've come across in a long time. I'm doing the happy dance with that little sucker.
I can imagine. I appreciate
everybody,
that.
I'll get it out there. I will get it out there. Thank you for pointing that out so everybody understands shortly, you know, within the next couple of days. I'll get it out to our Facebook page, and I'll get it to our COS tab.
Super. And also, bringing up the frequencies twice a day is just it's a wonderful thing. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
John.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the significance of, I think there's only two or three members left of the Federal Reserve Board, Yellen and a couple others, if that. What's the significance of that?
Oh, I'd say that they're watering their flowers in their bunkers right now.
Don't they say the rats are the first to leave a sinking ship?
You know, what's that?
Well,
I can't remember. I can never remember which is which. the areas in question here are North Carolina and Arkansas, and I can never remember whether the CIA is in Arkansas and the NSA is in North Carolina or it's the other way around. But it's one of those two. All the CIA guys have run to one of those states, and the NSA guys have run to the other. So I just toss that in because it's relevant to your question. But where the Federal Reserve guys go, I got no clue. But I'd look in Arkansas or North Carolina.
I don't think he's resigned yet. I think it's in October, but I'm not positive of that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But I didn't know that so many had bailed. That's interesting. That's the first I've heard of that. Good.
Yeah, they're almost all gone, I guess.
Good.
And Yellen, I think she's up in 18, which is way beyond where we're talking about. But there's something there.
Well, there's something everywhere at this point. Nothing is untouched.
Okay.
Nothing. Pick a subject, we can go, aha, see?
I had an interesting comment made on our call last night by Ollie. We were talking about similar things that you're talking about tonight. And he suggested, we were talking about things to have to be prepared. And he suggested a slingshot. And I'd venture to say most people don't even consider that, but that is an excellent little weapon and very inexpensive.
Well, I have a number of weapons that don't make any noise. I have two cross pistols, I have a hunting blowgun, and I have a hunting slingshot. I'm covered. They don't make any noise. That way you get the first one through the door and the second through the door, and the other four behind them don't know. You shoot the first one, the other five duck. That's only half a joke, by the way. Think of Sergeant York. And for those of you who don't know, Sergeant York was a movie about, who was that actor? I can't remember. But at any rate, he starts, he took out like 50 or 60 Germans in World War I in the trenches. I mean, he was like shooting birds on a wire. That's the thought here. That's the thought. Maximum use of your potential. And there will be firefights. There will be firefights. And I'm not saying widespread in every street. There will be sporadic firefights. And they won't be huge, but they're going to happen. And if it happens to happen on your front lawn, you should be advised. Because I don't know where they're going to happen. You can be sure some of these guys ain't giving up so easy. You can be sure of that. They're not going to be widespread crap, you know. Like I said, the apocalyptic crap is all horseshit. There's no nukes. There's no EMPs. There's no viruses. I don't believe the grid's going to go down, except with this EM, this solar stuff. Well, that I got no opinion on that because I have no clue. But, you know, none of this virus stuff, none of that crap is going to happen. This is in your face. The only thing you got left are chemtrails, scalar waves, and HARP. That's all they got left, and they're using it. And it did a number on Texas. It's doing a number on the four states on fire. And it's going to do a number on Florida unless you guys get behind us and give us your positive energy so we can move this sucker over. And we can do it. It can happen. It's not a joke. We can overcome them. But they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at us. And we were able to keep Harvey a Category 1. And if you didn't know that, Harvey was a Category 1. It was never a 4. We were able to keep it down, but we couldn't stop the rain. We were just overpowered. And that's why I'm pleading with everybody to start saying their prayers, because we need your energy. We have never faced this kind of power before. Anybody else? Hello? Anybody? Nobody? Okay, then. That's pretty much what I wanted to cover for tonight.
Well, with all that fire and brimstone, I don't have to add what I was going to.
Okay. Well, like I said, in 5 minutes, it's going to be 9 o'clock.
Well, it's already been 9 o'clock.
Right.
It's going to be 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's my point. And trust me when I tell you that it has maximum efficiency at those times, as the gentleman pointed out earlier. He's absolutely correct. But prayers at any time, positive thoughts and intentions at any time, is important, because that goes in the human collective consciousness, and we have that positive energy. So it doesn't... Yes, it's important at these times specifically, but any time is a good time to say a prayer. Any time. So I don't want to misconstrue. It all matters.
Captain, when is the recording going to be posted on the NLA website?
Robert?
Right after the call.
Okay, immediately. Terrific. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Go do a shot of whiskey or rum as your pleasure to get your hands to stop shaking. Think about what I said and clean your guns. We have our country to restore. You knew this was coming. It had to happen sometime.
I have a point to bring up that somebody brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with the COS site as far as reaching it on the NLA, because COS stands for Committees of States, which, of course, we don't want anything to do with. Is there any way to change it to County Committees of Safety, or so it would be CCOS or something like that?
No, I will venture to guess that absolutely nothing is going to change in that regard now. We got to go with what we got. It's too late in the game.
Yeah, I understand that. If it were done earlier, I guess it would make a difference. However, it is kind of late for that, especially with what's coming down. Yeah, I hear you.
This has been done since before 1690, so,
Right.
It's been
I do understand that. I do understand,
I just got that, Robert.
It's just that you know how the powers that be like to skew things, and the COS does stand for Committees of States. So it's just kind of a technicality that may make a difference for some people and cause a little bit of confusion, or they want to bring up confusion for it. So just to be aware.
There's a lot of things that they can bring up to confuse everybody, but we hold the we own COS. Been ours
for
a lot of years.
Exactly. So just a point of clarification for anybody who says go to the COS site, just make sure that you say National Liberty Alliance and then click the COS tab. Otherwise, you'll be sending people perhaps inadvertently to committees of states. Just a point of information
right there. And that's
why
I choose my words with care, and that's why I said the NLACOS tab.
Yeah, but not everybody does that. So this is not for you, John. This is
for
anybody who's listening that's new to the call. Okay?
Yeah. And to support what Robert has stated, that is why on one of the calls I went through the historic context of committees of safety. And we did three different colonies, and I told you about James Otis Jr., where that was the birth of our nation. And so sometimes, and this is why, and Gary Will knows this very well, that's why I favor opening up any presentation that I give on committees of safety by doing the historic context in any way, shape, or form that you're comfortable with to overcome that and to explain to people, as Robert pointed out, that we've been doing this in 1690, and we own this.
Yes, and for anybody who is listening in on this, in the audio portion of this at a later date and are unfamiliar with the committees of safety, to go to the, not the comment center, but the search engine on the NLA site and just put in there COS calls or call, and you will be able to find what John just was talking about as far as the history of the committees of safety in the colonies way back when. Okay?
Yep.
These are just points of reference for new people.
And if I wasn't so busy working with all of this stuff at a frenzied pace, we're at some point going to get titles to our COS calls so that if you're looking for the historical context, it'll say historical context. If you're looking for FOIAs, it'll say FOIAs, blah, 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 blah. I just have not been able to get there and do that. And that is our intent, and we will get that done. But as of right now, I'm sorry, you'll just have to hunt and peck to find it.
Well, if you want accurate information on committees of safety, go to committee.org, and that information comes from the old documents.
And that's Robert's site. That's Robert's site, and I've often quoted a lot of stuff from his site. That's good information.
Excellent information, and it's committee without an S at the end. So
right.
COMMITTEE period.
Yes.
ORG.
That's an excellent site for the historic context.
Absolutely. I'm you.
John, this is Pennsylvania Jan. If you can get the titles that you want to put on the recordings, I can post them for you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Whenever that happens, let me know.
I have my notes on most of them, but not all of them. As soon as I get a chance, you're going to get an email.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I keep Jan around for a reason. He's handy to have as a friend.
Everybody on his call is handy to have as a friend.
Absolutely.
We are all very important to the rebirth of our nation. Every one of you. Every one of you. And you hold tremendous power. Tremendous power. We've all been lied to about the power we possess. Each of us individually holds tremendous power.
You don't know your own power, but you will.
Yes, That's all part of what's coming on the other side. This is all going to be revealed. We're all going to hear the truth. But in the meantime, let's save some American lives and let's move this frickin' hurricane.
Yes, let's do that. 9 a.m. to start.
Yep. And stay cool. Stay cool. Shock is good. I'm delighted you're shocked, but stay cool.
Well,
We got this. We win. We do win.
We just had fires set just outside of Portland, so I'm just hoping not to get burned up.
Yeah. Not a joke. American lives are at stake here all over the country. Four corners attack. And that still leaves the Northeast. And I have no clue what may or may not occur in their plans for the Northeast. It may be this hurricane. It may be the next one. It may be something totally off the wall. I have no clue. All I know is they are running and executing what they call the Four Corners attack.
Now I want to share something. There is some conjecture that maybe there's two earthquakes coming with these three hurricanes too.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. For those of you who may not be aware, space weather, which is what we're talking about here, specifically the sun, when we have these coronal mass ejections and when we have these solar flares, there is a direct correlation with earthquakes. Absolutely 100% direct correlation. So there's a no-brainer that when we have these coronal mass ejections and these solar flares, that earthquakes will occur on the planet. Now, where? I have no clue. Most people have no clue. You know, we know what's going on when they crank up HAARP and the scalar waves and they target a earthquake. And if you want a little hint, they always target these earthquakes on ley lines. That's a given. There's 100% direct correlation between HAARP, CERN, well, not CERN, but HAARP and scalar waves and major earthquakes on ley lines. You know what ley lines are? Look them up. But with the CMEs and the solar flares, that's a Mother Nature thing. Now, quite possibly the technology exists with the dark side that they know what is most vulnerable at that point and have a pretty good idea of where an earthquake may occur and then target that area to make it as big as possible. But we also have some intervention that I'm not going to get into in this conversation. For example, that huge earthquake down in Chile about 6-7 months ago. Huge, big, 8-something. That's major, huge, big. Close to urban areas and only 500 people died, okay? That's like easily a 50,000 person death toll for an earthquake of that size, that location, only 500 people died. I will tell you that we have good guys on our side that kept the death rate down. So we're not working alone, and I'm not going to get into that, but we don't work alone. But we are talking about earthquakes, and that's a good point, a good place to point out that the good guys have some toys of their own to prevent as much damage as the bad guys want. But thank you for bringing that up because, yes, earthquakes are a very direct correlation to coronal mass ejections and solar flares. So, yeah, that's also in the mix. Abso-frickin-lutely.
Well, we'll deal with what comes.
We're Americans. We will not be beat. We are Americans.
So
we win
no sense
fight.
In worrying about it. Just be prepared for it.
Yeah. Get in kick butt mode. That's what I'm saying here. Playtime is over. Like I said, it's, these are the events that are occurring. This is what's going on. And nowhere in there did I say, you know, tanks are going to roll down the street and there's going to be martial law. That's not the case. It never was the case. And I had mentioned some time ago that the vast majority of fear porners are going to have no clue as to how it's going to come. And I can't pretend that I had a clue either. I didn't know that this was going to go down this way. I didn't. But I was open to the concept of whatever shape it took. And this is the shape it took. There you go.
All right. Anybody have anything else? Guess not.
All right, guys. Be safe. Be secure. Keep your cool. And be American. You be American, we're going to save lives.